What is a little too wild for some residents? In South Africa, it's baboons. They've been ransacking homes. Conservationists are urging townspeople to find nonviolent means of keeping the animals away. Many locals say, though, they are just fed up. Amy Costello has this report.
Baboons can send residents of Scarborough over the edge. They break into houses and raid everything from fridges to fruit bowls. They're strong enough to lift a sliding door off its tracks and clever enough to send their babies through small windows to snatch food from the kitchen. They threaten businesses, too. Doris DeSwart owns the Mickey Mouse Trap, a convenience store in Scarborough, a tiny town on South Africa's coast. Baboons regularly barge in to steal her fresh bread and muffins. DeSwart says she's been attacked by a baboon who ripped out a fistful of her hair. She still has a bald spot. In a heavy Afrikaans accent, DeSwart says she's furious at people who defend the animals.
Now, everybody says, oh, they were here first and all that. Okay, fine, they were here first, but they can't live in between the humans. You understand? They got to be in the wild.
If the baboons have to be in the wild, DeSwart says they should be rounded up and relocated to the Drakensberg Mountains, several hours from here. She insists that the human population is not going to leave, so the baboons must. And now baboon opponents appear to be taking matters into their own hands. In the space of 10 days in the month of May, 4 baboons were shot in Scarborough. Many residents find the shootings more upsetting than the baboon attacks themselves. Graham Noble is a longtime resident of Scarborough.
We don't know whether that might be some kind of serial killer in the village with a pellet gun. It's all a little disturbing.
Noble understands why people are afraid of the animals. Adult males can weigh about 60 pounds, stand 2.5 feet high, and are all muscle. And many people here say the baboons are turning more brazen with each passing year. Scarborough resident Edna Joubert was petrified when Mia, her beloved dog, cornered a large baboon in the family bedroom.
And, of course, Mia was a very cheeky little collie, and she went for him. And he's got these big hands and these big teeth. Oh, big, big teeth. And he was going, wah, wah, wah.
The dog died in the attack, yet Joubert and many residents still believe having baboons in town is what makes life in Scarborough unique. Conservationists are alarmed by the recent baboon shootings and insist that the animals aren't naturally aggressive. They say humans have made them that way. It's garbage day in the town of Welcome Glen on the Cape Peninsula. Most residents have left their cans on the streets with no locks on them. Some overflow with refuse. There are myriad temptations for baboons here.
Doors and windows are left open. There's no burglar bars. It's easy access for the baboons to come down and get easy food.
Jenny Trethowen is a conservationist with a group called Baboon Matters. As she drives through the streets, Trethowen blames lazy residents for luring the baboons into town. She says people have to cut down their fruit trees, lock up their garbage cans, and keep their windows closed, so baboons will go back to the nearby reserve and forage for food there. These baboons are foraging in the woods, but just a few hours ago, they were raiding garbage cans and breaking into houses in town. A team of men, hired by Trethowen, chases the troop up a steep mountain. The three-man team shouts and claps and waves their sticks at the baboons as Trethowen watches. She says just 1/5 of local residents contribute a small monthly fee to pay for this squad. Trethowen says that the team can only manage to chase the animals away for a short time.
We're trying to let the various villagers calm down again because the residents get so angry with the situation that then often the guns come out and they start shooting the baboons.
Most residents say they're unwilling to give up the very things that drew them to this region surrounded by nature, even if those things prove irresistible to baboons. Edna Joubert, whose dog was killed by a baboon, says she still keeps her doors flung open wide.
If you live by the sea, you must have air. If the baboon comes in and he takes an orange or an avocado pear, I mean, so what? You can't keep your doors closed all the time.
That attitude worries Trethowen, who says residents have to stop tempting the animals to keep themselves and the baboons safe. For NPR News, I'm Amy Costello in Cape Town, South Africa.